Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with you on News Briefing. Caught today for a 21-year-old man charged with the alleged murder of a woman found in the water at Fremantle's Fishing Boat Harbour. 25-year-old woman's body was discovered on Sunday morning, the Gosnells man to appear in Armidale Court. Premier Mark McGowan will dial into National Cabinet shortly. The energy crisis in the eastern states, top of the agenda. There's been a big jump in the number of West Aussies seeking help and support from Lifeline, the service taking around 300 calls a day in November. That's a 66% jump on the same time last year. Lifeline WA COO Natalie Martinovich says providing support requires support.
And it costs up to $4,000 to train a volunteer. So we're really hoping that the WA community will support us by making a donation to our Lights for Lifeline WA Christmas appeal.
There's a fire this morning at the Pemberton Sawmill in the state southwest. Firefighters currently on the scene near Brockman Street. Hazardous smoke continues to drift across the town. In sport, Australia will resume at 3 for 330 when day two of the pink ball test gets underway at midday our time against the West Indies in Adelaide. Manus Labuschagne hit a third straight century last night, while Travis Head struck his first test ton in his home state after falling one run short last week.
Yeah, after last week, it's nice, obviously, to be in form and, yeah, to have us in a good position. It's nice, so, it means a lot.
That audio on Fox Sports there. The AFL continues to filter out the fixtures for us. The Derby is now locked in. Round 3 on Sunday, April 2 at 3:30.